September 30th, 2017. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs, where we are experiencing a wonderful fall day. Thanks for joining me at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, to listen to the archives of this program. Select my name in the RBN archive section. Please also visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net and Hooley's blog, .blogspot.com. I also invite you to visit screeningsandyhook.net, and during the program, email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Do not send questions or email to my regular email during the program, as I do not view them during the program. I only look at one email, and that is comment@spingola.email. Please also visit the chat room at spingola.jetdango.com. We probably will not take calls the first hour. Our guest today, the first guest today, is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. She's been alerting the public for at least 25 years. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International, which is mpwhi.com, and doorway.com, doorway.com. And anyway, September is National Aspartame Awareness Month. But Dr. Betty warns people every day, I'm sure every day of every year, in every month. She doesn't wait until September. She talks about it every day, right?
Absolutely, day and night, 7 days a week. But we just do a little bit more on aspartame, you know, do something that will help everybody. And this month, I decided to prepare a hospital form, because they're putting, especially in generics, aspartame, and it's interacting with the drugs, and people are dropping dead. So anyway, it's now on Op-Ed News. I will tell you, they've hacked down Doorway because it had so many government records, you know, about the approval, and they kept putting it back. Now, we've gotten the owner to give us Doorway on our website, but sometimes it's hard to open. We're constantly having to replace things because industry keeps hacking it down or taking it off the net.
Oh, my goodness.
MPWHI.com, you can get the hospital form. It's also on rents.com, and today it's on Op-Ed News. So this way, what it is it explains about the interaction, something about aspartame, then you can sign your name, and then from there on, we've pasted in Dr. Roberts' entire chapter on aspartame and drug interaction, so that the hospital can't say, well, what does she know, or, you know, or who says this, or
right.
They got it directly from the world expert, from a medical text, so they can't disregard it.
I also have
them responsible.
I also have that hospital form linked on today's schedule page, and people can access that at spingola.com and just look at the radio schedule, and it's linked on today's program date. And speaking
of
Dr. Roberts, several months ago, maybe even 2 years ago, I took your advice and I bought his book, Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic. It's a soft cover. It weighs 6.5 pounds and it's 2 inches thick. That is indicative of the many, many, many diseases that aspartame has provoked or caused. It's an amazing book.
It really is. I have to tell you some news about that book. It's an incredible book. There's if you just open it at random, you'll see almost in every paragraph there's references, and there's 25 pages of bibliography in the back. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is I finally got a letter from the FDA yesterday, and it was sort of like writing them about the dangers of plutonium, and they're writing back about the safety of spinach. It didn't have anything to do with anything. They didn't answer any of the questions, and they harp on mechanism. You know, what makes, how does it cause MS, or how does it cause lupus? So that's the reason Dr. Roberts wrote the medical text. He put on every disease the mechanism by which it causes the disease, so they couldn't harp on that. So I sent them the entire book.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
That way, you know, you just told how big it is, and it was 40% larger, but it was too big to publish. And they wrote back and said that they had looked at it, but there were no references in the book. You got 25 pages of references, and Dr. Roberts, you know, is constantly putting references after things that he says in the middle of the paragraph.
Yeah,
so they
yes,
just absolutely lied to the greatest extent. And I had told them, I says, you know, this is coming straight out of the mouth of the FDA talking to Congress and saying by the head scientist, Dr. Adrian Gross, talking to the Senate, that there is no safe dose. How can the FDA set a safe dose? It violates the Delaney Amendment because it caused, without a shadow of a doubt, brain tumors and brain cancer. So you can't set, and in fact, his famous last words were, and if the FDA violates its own laws, who's left to protect the public? So I'm telling the FDA that there's no safe dose, and they're writing back, you know, that that their safe dose is safe, and they just disregard anything that I said at all. So I'm sure that it was not written by the FDA. In fact, in the first sentence, they said they were answering the man that I wrote, because he probably didn't even know how to answer the letter, and they probably handed it over to the aspartame industry, and they wrote it because they control the FDA. In 2009, I think it's 9 scientists that wrote Obama telling them that they're broken, there's all kinds of corruption, and that there's nothing they can do. And so we know, we've known that for years, but still, for the FDA to write such a foolish and idiotic letter, it had to have been done by industry, and they're famous for it. For instance, Flying Safety, which is the magazine of the U.S. Air Force, they retracted their warning, and I knew that was because of industry, and they said in this article, aspartame is just living and breathing. Well, the Air Force doesn't write like that, and it's not living and breathing. It's not breathing and dying. And, of course, I had to go down to the Air Force base and give out pilot packets because of what they had done. And so this is just industry. So many people are getting off diet drinks and finding out what the problems are, that they are constantly, besides hacking, putting out all the propaganda that they do on the safety. And like in the letter says, you went back to the 70s. Well, that's the most important part of the whole story, because it was never proven safe. And Don Rumsfeld, as you know, got it approved with help of President Reagan. What they had actually done was revoke the petition for approval. And so G.D. Searle filed suit. And Reagan wrote an executive order making them powerless to sign that revoked petition into law. So that's why we go back to the beginning. And so it's never been proven safe. And the other toxicologist, Dr. Ferret, who testified in 87, said that it still hadn't been proven safe. So it had been on the market since 81, And the toxicologist that worked on the project is testifying, here we are in 1987 and it still has not been proven safe. And today, here we are in 2017, and people are everywhere you go. There's so many epidemics that you know immediately what's causing them. Like in the instance of autism, they sealed the teratology studies that showed neural tube defects. So now we have an epidemic of autism. So that's what's being done.
Sure. And we also have epilepsy, which is covered in Chapter 3 of the book. And something very interesting is occurring here in Cook County, which is Chicago and several of the suburbs associated with Cook County. They have what is called a sugar tax. And there's all these advertisements on television. They have doctors and parents and people speaking out and saying that the industry, that the soda pop industry is targeting the children, and that so they have to charge a tax so that it will discourage parents from buying soda. And then they say that they're going to use this increased tax for health care, to take care of these children who are sick from drinking soda pop laced with a lot of sugar. And so within just about 10 days, now we see advertisements on television that the industry has come out with all of these new drinks that now are sugarless. And I'm thinking, this is just a big farce. They're either going to tax you or poison you with aspartame. And for one thing, it's not the government's business to tell parents what to do. Parents should say, hey, you're not going to drink soda pop for dinner. You're going to have something else for dinner. So it's just amazing how they operate and what lies they tell in order to induce people to drink something that is really very dangerous. And as you say, it's never been proven safe, ever.
Ever. And you know that Lane Shore, that lives there in Chicago, or Mission Possible Chicago, has lost almost 20 members of his family. But he was so upset about them serving diet drinks in school that he asked me to write the Board of Education. So I want your listeners to know that we have the report for schools on that website, and you can make a difference, because I sent it to the Board of Education, and they removed diet soda out of grammar school and middle schools there, but they didn't remove it out of high schools. So, in other words, you can make a difference. We've provided all the paperwork and all the evidence. All you've got to do, if you have a child in school in Chicago, is go to our website. It's on one of the banners on the, I think it's at the end, on the first page, it'll say report schools. And you can just, it's not just one report. Dr. Roberts wrote, Dr. Walton wrote, Dr. Blaylock wrote, but we put it together in one Microsoft, you know, one email, even though it's long, and you can just email it to your PTA, to your children's teachers, to anybody, the principal of the school. I mean, take a few minutes and save your child's life by giving them that information. I know that someone called me very upset from New Jersey. Believe it or not, this is in a nursery school. They were going to remove all sugar and replace it with aspartame for these little toddlers. And Barbara Metzger, who called me, was just so upset. Her daughter almost went blind on it. And so we took all this information from the doctors and sent them a packet, and immediately they stopped and didn't do it. So what we've done to make things easier for the public is asked all the experts to write papers on everything, and there's not much that aspartame doesn't cause, because it ravages every organ in the body. And now it's causing so much sudden death because it causes an irregular heart rhythm, interacts with all cardiac medication, damages the cardiac conduction system, and causes sudden cardiac death. And this is even in children. It got so bad that Dr. Russell Blaylock wrote an athlete alert because children playing in the gym, running around, you know, were dropping dead, and they didn't know why. So in the sports department, yeah, so we've done all that. All you have to do is click on a button on any subject. And if you're, for instance, diabetic, is to take diabetic information. You know, Dr. Roberts was a diabetic specialist. And take it to your physician if you're diabetic, because you not only educated your physician, but then he'll then know what's wrong with his diabetic patients. So, you know, so when we take 1 month, we're aspartating awareness every day of the year, but we take a month and do some special things, and that's one of the things that we've done this year is the hospital form, and we also busted Smithsonian Magazine. I don't know if you got that email, but that was almost hysterical, if it wasn't so criminal, is that the aspartame industry is trying to make people think that the cancer is a hoax. And I had testified in Sacramento for Proposition 65, and they picked up an email I'd written 22 years ago when I lectured for the World Environmental Conference, and Nancy Markle had put her name on it and disorganized it. But it was so full of different diseases, and it was especially about MS and lupus, that it went around the world, and I think I got called every 2 minutes for a couple of years, and that's how we set up operations in 45 different countries. Is people got that email, and then they got off of it because it said that it can precipitate MS, and they walked out of their wheelchairs like Corey Brackett, who made the movie Sweet Misery, because right. She couldn't walk or talk. And she read an email on aspartame and walked out of her wheelchair and made that movie. It was really kind of funny because she said, there needs to be a movie made about it. I said, tell me about it. She says, honey, I own the film company. So, you know, all the victims have tried in some way. But all our warning is so you won't be a victim. And you know, if you just take time to do things like write the FDA on the fact that they have approved Advantame, which is 50% aspartame and 50% vanillin, which interacts with aspartame, is often made with it. And now that we've unsealed the teratology studies, they should have a warning on it for pregnancy, and instead it appears to be not labeled. And according to the FDA, their website, that they're not even adding a PKU warning. So in anything you can eat, the only thing they said on the website is that it won't be in meat and poultry. That means it could be in drugs and anything else, completely unlabeled. So, you know, a flood of letters to the FDA, you know, if you're thinking, well, somebody else will do it, everybody has got to get involved, because now it's damaged DNA to such an extent that MIT said by the year 2020, I think they said, or 25, that 1 out of 2 babies will be born autistic. And they think it's Roundup, which is another horrible product, but it's obviously aspartame because it's got free methyl alcohol in it. And it's the reason why so many people, you know, are going blind from it. It would be extremely helpful, you know, if people would do those sort of things.
Sure. All righty, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our first guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. Her website is Mission Possible World Health International, and that is MPWHI.com and doorway.com. Doorway doesn't look like it used to, but it is up and running. And Tanya, who's Tanya Ann Crosby? She has straight talk about aspartame. During the break, I also looked up medications that contain aspartame, which is something that you've talked about before. And they're putting it in so many things that people don't understand that they are ingesting aspartame when they really, when they think they're taking something, for instance, like Pepcid AC for your stomach, or Pepcid or Zantac or some of these things that people take for indigestion or whatever they take them for. Antibiotics, amoxicillin has aspartame, penicillin, Videx, all kinds of antibiotics. Oh my goodness. If you're taking something for migraine headache, if you're taking a cold and allergy drugs, Alka-Seltzer Plus, Benadryl for kids. Benadryl for kids has aspartame. Children's Pediacare, Halt sugar-free menthol cough suppressants. Look on everything. Advil has it, Excedrin, Motrin. Just regular Alka-Seltzer has it. You have to look at everything. And even if it doesn't say aspartame, they could put it under something like natural flavor or some other thing. Do some research. Figure out where this drug is or where this... It's not a drug. It's a poison. It's a neurotoxin. It's meant to hurt you.
You know, you were talking about penicillin, and I have an email from a man by the name of Neil, and his daughter had been given penicillin, and she was using Crystal Light and aspartame products. So they took her to the doctor, and, you know, headache is number one on the FDA list. So the doctor gives her Maltex, and aspartame is in Maltex for migraines. Then we asked the company to take it out. They refused, and a study was done which showed more headaches because of the aspartame and Maltex. They still wouldn't take it out. So this woman, who was the daughter of Neil, had been given penicillin, and then she went home and she was... they told her that Maltex wouldn't work for 3 days. Well, they probably told her that because people came back and said, I still got a headache. Well, it takes a while to work. And she was chugging down Crystal Light. And when he got to his daughter's house, she was dead.
Oh, dear.
People, you know, don't realize that it is from aspartame because of this cover-up. So we're constantly getting these emails and on what it's doing to killing people and people dropping dead. And it's really a sad state of affairs, but it's gone around the world so much that you can see the diseases that it causes wherever you go. And they still, as I got the letter from the FDA yesterday, refuse to take it off the market and giving it to our children. And one little girl was telling me that she was even afraid of some of the children at school. They had weird looks and said weird things. And so that they are medicated instead of educated. And even the ADD people in the movie Sweet Remedy said before aspartame was approved, they hardly even used the term ADD. So we have epidemics of ADD, ADHD, autism, spina bifida, cleft palate. I don't know if I told you this, Deanna, but the two that generics that poisoned me were Reglan and... Zofran.
Oh.
And they have class actions because of the birth defects.
Wow. Okay, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And our first guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. Her website is, the one that you should visit, is Mission Possible World Health International. That's MPWHI.com. And we're talking about all of the, well, over-the-counter things that that people can take. And the things that, even if you get a colonoscopy and you drink that PrEP stuff, that has aspartame in it. And this should, and they should recognize this. And of course, this hospital form that you have created is a wonderful thing. Also, it's in Levaquin, the fluoroquinolones. I know I said that wrong, but they, most of those have aspartame, and they can cause problems such as the inability to digest food. So it's very dangerous, and all of these children's over-the-counter products that have aspartame, it's just amazing to me that it shouldn't be amazing, but children's Tylenol, why would they put this medicine, this poison, in Flintstone vitamins, for Pete's sake, in Dimetapp cold and allergy chewable tablets? And all the companies are involved, Mead Johnson, A.H. Robbins, Miles Incorporated, McNeil, Johnson & Johnson. Everybody's in on the take. What are they getting out of this? Why are they doing this? Darn them anyway. I'm really mad.
first of all, you've heard about Agenda 21.
Sure.
And there's an article saying they want to speed it up within a few years because it's in so many things. But, for instance, you were talking about those vitamins, Flint.
Flintstone.
Anyway, yeah, Flintstone. Okay, well, in the documentary Sweet Remedy, they show a child who took one of those Flintwood vitamins, and it caused brain damage. And you can just see how disabled this poor little girl is from taking one Flintwood vitamin.
Flintstone. Oh,
and
my gosh.
And another thing, when you're talking about these generic drugs or any of the drugs like you were talking about, Pepcid, aspartame depletes serotonin, so they're constantly putting people on antidepressants. And Dr. Roberts says that 100% they interact with aspartame. Well, I'm on the list by Dr. Gary Cole, and he just put out an article saying because of these types of drugs, 500,000 people have died. So we're not talking about a few people, but it's if they put them on the antidepressants and they got aspartame, it's a very, very serious problem. I mean, that's a lot of people to be killed, 500,000 people. That's how important it is to call pharmaceutical company or get on the internet before you take any drug today and make sure it doesn't have aspartame in it.
Right. Because I was talking about the fluoroquinolones, Cipro, Levaquin, Avalox, all of those have aspartame. So you could go in for a sinus infection or some other infection, bladder infection or whatever, and get something that could actually be more dangerous than what you're suffering from.
Actually, the Chicago Health Department has given us more names of drugs with aspartame than any other health department for some reason. They're very cooperative. So that's something that you can do. You can email the Chicago Health Department and say, please give me a list of products that have aspartame. And they'll send you the whole list. And I've not been able to get that from any other health department. So that's something that listeners can do.
Indeed. Wow. Well, that's interesting. Very interesting. Huh.
Yes, because that's the home. That's the home of aspartame, you know, is Illinois.
Yes. Yes. Chicago is, it's kind of a... an interesting place. A lot of things have been generated from Chicago, and unfortunately.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, he says it started there. We want it to end there.
Yes.
We have a lot of problems there.
Yes.
You know, this morning, it's so bad that I got on a forum. It's called, the Diabetic Digest, Diabetic Daily. Anyway, there was a forum asking what aspartame does to the diabetic. And so I signed up, and they said, you have to introduce yourself. And I explained about Dr. Roberts' medical text and him being a diabetic specialist and what it does and how it precipitates the disease. And the Diabetic Daily wrote me a note and said they had removed my post.
What?
Of course, that's right. I was, and I think that people should write the Diabetic Daily because what I said in the post, and you can tell me what's wrong with this, I said aspartame actually precipitates diabetes. It simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve. It causes diabetics to go into convulsions. And it interacts with insulin. and the free methyl alcohol causes them to lose limbs. And I said, there is a medical text called Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic by the world expert on aspartame, Dr. H.J. Roberts, an endocrinologist. And they said that it had a website in it. Yeah, I put Amazon.com, so they know where to get it. And so rather than take the website off, they says, we deleted your entire post.
Oh,
so when you try,
so it just makes me so mad.
Oh, I know.
Because doing that.
You're trying to answer their questions. They're worried about it. And this is supposed to be where diabetics get their information, and they refuse to allow the information on their site.
Oh, my gosh. You also have talked about formaldehyde, particularly when a diet soda, for instance, is in an environment that is very hot. Artificial sweeteners also lead to inflammatory bowel disease. There's so many things that it causes that just about everything that you name could be traced to aspartame. And people, if they're not reading or studying this poison, which is what it is, they could be drinking or eating something that is actually doing them more damage than anything they could think of.
They sit up at night and think of things. I don't know if you got the post.
I did. I know what you're going to say.
Yes, that they were flavoring condoms with aspartame.
Oh, I mean, gosh.
How bad can you get?
Oh, that's
and
pretty bad.
And, of course, yeah, and that's buccal. In other words, that's going to go straight to the brain. They look, they know how poisonous it is. Anything they can think of to put it in, and then they allow it in 13 dairy products unlabeled because they say if they label it, the children won't drink it at school. And they've admitted non-fat milk has it in it. And I may have told you that when I got out of the hospital, they give you, the insurance company gives you 2 weeks of free food, and they gave me 2 half-gallons of non-fat milk. And I thought, gee, I'll try this out and see if it really does have aspartame, like they say. So I filled up a bowl. Well, the raccoons, knowing if it's poison, they wouldn't drink it. And next day, there was the whole bowl of non-fat milk, and it formed a gel. But as much as raccoons love milk, they wouldn't touch it.
Oh, my.
They're giving it to the kids.
Anybody that targets children, there must be a special place in hell for those kind of people.
Well, I tell you, that's as evil as you can get. And
it is.
That's why we work so hard to, you know, to get people involved. Because if you go through the grocery store, you can see people, they don't even read labels. They just pick up things off the shelf and drop them in their cart. And you see them with children. So what I do is I give out reprints or articles every time I go to the grocery store. So that if I see it in somebody's, cart, or they have children with them, I stop and give them something. I never go anywhere without anything. And you can use whatever you want from the website. There's position papers, flyers, anything. You can even do that by going to Google. If you go to Google and put in aspartame, you will get 5 million hits, and most of them are exposing aspartame, or they're peer-reviewed studies by independent scientists, and it's hard to find any place that doesn't give the information, but the people are not responding. You know
why? Why is that? I just don't get it.
Because they are so addicted. Aspartame affects the frontal lobes, and sometimes you look at people and it's if they're looking through you, and they have they have glassy eyes, and they're addicted to aspartame because methanol is classified as a narcotic, and it causes chronic methanol poisoning, and this affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. And sometimes it can be 2 weeks just to get over the withdrawal. And I asked Dr. Blaylock, you know, what can we do for these people? And so he wrote a paper that's on the Aspartame Resource Guide that is titled, What to Do If You've Used Aspartame. And it's very good because he'll tell you that you have to drink a lot of water distilled that doesn't have chlorine or formaldehyde in it. And he'll tell you what supplements to use, like magnesium, which he says protects the heart and the brain, you know, from excitotoxins like aspartame. So there is information to help, but the problem is that, as one person said, they had been on cocaine. It was harder to get off aspartame than cocaine. And often they'll say, I tried to get off and couldn't.
People,
the FDA ought to hang their head in shame.
Sure. People don't know what they don't know. And if they see things advertised on TV, advertising and marketing is very powerful. They know how to appeal to people. That's what marketing is all about, is appealing to people to buy something that is really very dangerous for them. And if they have this trust in the FDA, they think, oh, gosh, well, the FDA has approved it, so it must be all right. But there's also evidence, as Dr. Mercola mentions on one of his articles, between aspartame and Alzheimer's, that even drinking out of a soda pop can, aluminum
keyway
can.
Agent.
Pardon me?
Aspartame is a chelating agent.
Yes.
So that if you're drinking it out of an aluminum can, you know, like Diet Coke, it will chelate the heavy metals into your body.
Or even a regular Coke, even if it's a regular Coke, and you're drinking Coke every day, it could promote Alzheimer's.
Well, the other thing is we don't know exactly what is in regular Coke because I think I told you about the new device they have that will tell you if it has aspartame in it. And the original article said they checked it out, and they immediately found that aspartame was unlabeled in juice and in soda. So Diet Coke, for instance, says aspartame. But that means that they have tested sodas that don't have aspartame labeled and find aspartame in the soda pop. So the best thing to do is to avoid all soda, because how are you going to trust Coca-Cola or Pepsi? And Pepsi, I mean, admitted that it caused health problems and took it out. So after admitting it, they turned around and put it back in, because obviously the ones addicted were upset. You know, they couldn't get their fix. So now Coca-Cola is finding that sales has gone down so much, they've offered $1 million for somebody to come in with a plant sweetener, because they just can't do it. They can't get the milk back in the bottle that spilled. In other words, their people are not going to go back to diet drinks once that they're educated and off of it. And so the profits keep dropping and dropping and dropping, and they finally gave up. Yeah, they gave up and asked the public, somebody tell us what to do. And this is, they brought this on their own because, as you know, when the National Soft Drink Association had protested with the FDA that it wasn't safe. 33 pages that are in the congressional record, which we have on the website, telling why it isn't safe, and then turning around and lobbying for aspartame. So, you know, they know it, and that's what makes it so bad. And they can't get their profits up. And that's good. You know, if you don't buy it, they can't sell it.
I unbelievable. Well, it's just, it's all about money and profit. The love of money is the root of all evil. How
right,
true.
And you talk about, you know, digesting food. When they gave this to me in the hospital, it gave me gastroparesis.
Right. That, yes. Tell us about that.
Well, I was in the hospital, and they gave me Zofran for nausea. And the actual Zofran does not have aspartame in it. They give it to you IV. But then they give it to you in a prescription when you leave the hospital. And they gave, I didn't know it was in there. And I couldn't walk or do anything. It got me so quick, I stopped breathing.
Okay. Oh, I hate to break here, but we're going to a three-minute commercial. We will be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Our guest this first hour is Dr. Betty Martini. Her website, Mission Possible World Health International, and that is mpwhi.com. And you were sick, and when I called your house and I found out that you were sick, I just felt terrible and thought, oh dear. I just was.
We were talking about what happened to me before the break and about the gastroparesis, but there's something that people should know everywhere, especially in Georgia. They're talking about the opiate situation. Well, I had, for instance, been given Dilaudid when I had my gallbladder removed, when I had a kidney stone, and there was no problem whatsoever. But when they started giving me generic drugs with aspartame in it, before I knew it, I stopped breathing on three occasions, and it violently interacts with opioids. And I'm lucky to be alive, and they don't realize the reason so many people are dropping dead is they may have aspartame in their system, and then if they're given some pain relief, it's going to violently interact. I broke out with urticaria from my head to my toes. I was just all red, and then I stopped breathing. So consider that when you hear people talking about that, that's the violent interaction with aspartame. And some people just don't wake up.
What are you doing to get over your gastroparesis? Yes.
Gastroparesis. I can't digest food. And sometimes you vomit blood and you have great abdominal pain. And this is what aspartame does.
So what do you do to get over that?
The thing of it is they apologized to me at the hospital. And the doctor went in and looked up, and he said, we can't give you any prescription drugs at all because the insurance company only approves generic. He said every single generic gastrointestinal drug has aspartame in it. And this is what Dr. Roberts used to say, that it gives you the problem, and then the drug that you're given to treat it has aspartame in it that gave you the problem in the first
place.
To
begin with. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, so I can't take anything for it, and I go through some bad times, I can tell you, with severe abdominal pain. But I just figured the only way to stay alive is not to take these gastrointestinal drugs, and I go to a holistic physician that has given me something natural. And you know that Big Pharma is so bad about supplements, and that now 61 alternative medicine doctors have been murdered.
Yes.
So, that's a sad thing to happen in America, I'll tell you. And
this is.
And I'm trying to tell your listeners how important it is and why the hospital form was set up.
Essential.
To save them. Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Betty. You're just a national treasure. And just keep doing what you're doing and warning the people. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deanna.
Okay, bye-bye.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.